And then each individual candidate in turn will be, have questions to answer as they're proposed by the board. Then we'll move on to the next candidate. Dr. Warren Appleton.
Michael Lee, did you have public comment?
Oh, did I really? Okay, well, I've always been a champion of that, and maybe I'm just chafing it a bit to the small board. But anyhow, public comments, yes, we have 15 minutes, 3 minutes each. Anyone would like to speak and address the board? I hear the sound of silence, so I think Dr. Appleton, like I said a minute ago, you're on deck, sir.
I'm Warren Appleton. I practiced medicine for 47 years, and I've been an attorney since 1980. You all have my CV. I'll let that speak for itself. I have done some due diligence and asked questions about what's going to be on the agenda for this board over the next 2 years. I've experienced many of those. I have gone as a paramedic director at Evergreen Hospital in Kirkland when the hospital decided not to renew the paramedic contract with the county, and I was the director and actually the business manager while we moved over to fire. So I've been through those negotiations. I've also served on the Redmond City Council as president the last 4 years of my terms there. I think I'm qualified for the job. The question I had for myself was, do I have, now that I turned 73 by 30, do I have the energy? And I had this discussion with my wife. I feel I have the energy. I would not run for election. It would be a 2-year term where I'd just work. I'm not going to work to get reelected. I'm going to work for the people on this island. I think we have some major questions coming up. I've read about the history and the dysfunction and the turmoil, but that's not why I'm here. I'm here to work with a team and get things done. That's pretty close to 3 minutes.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Any questions from the board? So we had a phone conversation a few days ago, and we talked about your being director of the ED down at Evergreen. And did you directly participate in the movement of the paramedic unit from the hospital to the regional fire and rescue district?
So what happened was the hospital in 1980 had signed a contract with the county for the paramedics. As I was the paramedic director, the CEO of the hospital decided that he didn't want to service that contract any longer, and actually his sub-agent. And they decided they convinced the board not to sign the contract with the paramedics. So someone had to take it. Redmond Fire decided to take it. Our issue in the emergency department was we did not want to separate too far from paramedics because of the quality of the interaction between us and the docs in the ER could continue to learn from and educate the paramedics. We learned their job, they learned our job. And that was the gist of my role in that. I did not have anything to do with the severing of the contract. In fact, I was not too happy about it. As it turns out, the CEO and his assistant got fired 6 months after this all happened. I did not have I can't say I didn't have anything to do with it, but I wasn't the person that initiated it.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
And could the applicants also talk loudly so that the people in the back can hear you also? Thank you.
That's usually not a complaint, I guess.
Mr. Appleton, I see you have law experience as well.
Yes.
That could certainly be an asset with anything. Thank
you. Don't hold it against me.
Okay. That's going to be hard to come by.
Yeah.
Okay, any other questions, Dr. Mark?
No. Very impressive.
Okay, the second candidate is Dr. David Ballmer, who is phoning in, hopefully. Pam? Dr.
Yes.
Ballmer, can you hear us?
If I can hear you, can you hear me well?
I can. How about folks in the audience?
Yes.
Yeah, very good. Loud and clear, sir. So, as I explained here locally, you have a 3-minute opportunity to present to the board, and then we'll be subject to question and answers from the board, commissioners. You can begin now, sir, if you'd like.
Thank you very much. To be brief, I practiced primary care for the first 25 years of my career, And then for the past 20 years, I was employed in the healthcare services end of the business in administrative and managerial role. And I'm recently retired, and I still have an interest in following the evolution of the healthcare industry and to the extent that I can add any benefit or utility to support discussion, I would be happy to participate. And that's really all I have to say.
Very good, sir. Any questions or comments from the board?
Dr. Ballmer, how long have you been a resident of the public hospital district?
For 6 years. I think probably five, because that would be the length of time that the hospital has been in existence. But I've been here for 6 years.
Okay, thank you.
Lisa?
Mr. Ballmer, do you support the proposed merger of fire and EMS?
I would have to acquaint myself with the particulars in order to be able to make an informed judgment about that.
Okay. Do you support the renewal of the public hospital district contract with Planned Parenthood in 2019?
I would approve that.
And do you support death with dignity for our hospital district residents?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Do you support death with dignity for our hospital district residents?
I'm not familiar with that issue. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anna Lisa. I have a technical question, Doctor, and that is, looking at your CV, you obtained an MD degree from the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland in 1970. And yet, it seems like a second MD from the University of Washington in 73. Is that a typo, or are you actually duly qualified?
Yes, when I came first to North America, I practiced in Canada. And then in 1974, I came to the States to practice. But I had previously restudied and then sat my MD degree at the University of Washington. So I have a U.S. Medical qualification and an Irish U.S. qualification, actually, and Canadian U.S. qualification.
Very good. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the board? Okay. Third candidate is Mr. John Manning.
I put my foresight forward as a candidate, and I think that I have experience within San Juan County with the public sector. I think I have more than 20 years in public health here in San Juan County. In addition, I've served with the State of Alaska Emergency Medical Services section as a planner and worked with many, many different EMS systems, from a full-blown system in Anchorage to very small communities based totally on volunteers. And so I think I have some knowledge of EMS that would be applicable here. I think my strongest suit is, though, is my experience in public sector management and maintaining fiscal oversight and coming within budget almost every year, 20 years for San Juan County.
Very good, sir. Thank you so much. Any questions, Dr. Mark? Comments, sir? Ana Lisa? A couple of things catch my eye is you're an EMT, it seems like, starting at least in 78. How many years did you serve as an EMT?
I was only there 1 year. Okay. I was in Dillingham, Alaska, where it was all hands on deck, so it was a thing to do, but I moved to Anchorage and did not fall in.
And the next thing is that you were a founding member of the Salmon Island Prevention Coalition, which, as you probably know, this board contributed $5,000 to and will continue to do so, hopefully, into the future. So thank you so much for that service. Any other questions from the board? Okay. I think the train just arrived. The next candidate is a gentleman by the name of David Myland, or Myland, who also
Myland.
Myland, okay, thank you, sir. stand corrected, yes. And you obviously are connected on the phone. The floor is yours.
Yes. Thank you. David Miles is my name. I've been a full-time resident of San Juan Island since 2003. I'm a general contractor and I've run a contracting business for about 30 years now. It's a little different than the previous candidates, but it's a type of work that requires a lot of collaboration, and so we're budgeting and managing money and making sure every single penny carefully. I want to kind of give a layperson's perspective or an outsider's perspective of what's going on there. There's obviously quite a few challenges right now. There's not a whole lot of publicly available information, in my opinion, and I think there are a lot of folks in our community who wonder what's going on and where we're headed with some of these challenges. I'd like to be part of the solution to that. I've taken about 10 years off of volunteering. My daughter is now 12. I've got the time and energy to participate, and I'd like the opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any questions from the board? Dr. Marks. Comments, sir?
Yeah, David, when you were a firefighter, did you have any involvement with the EMS training? Did you undertake that at all?
I didn't. I was a firefighter with the town before the town department merged with District 3, and there wasn't EMT training there.
Were you one of the firefighters that came across from the town to Fire District 3?
No, that was after I left. I have a daughter born in 2006, and by about 2008, my wife and I agreed that it was just not working for me to have a pager going off in the middle of the night, so I had to take leave from that.
I understand. Thank you.
No, I don't have any questions. Thank you.
I have no questions either. Thanks so much, David. The next candidate, hopefully via the phone, is Barbara Sharp from Hawaii. Is that true, Pam? Is she on?
I'm on.
Correct. The floor is yours, Ms. Sharp.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Edwards. Thank you, Commissioners and Superintendent Hutchins, for allowing me to speak tonight. I won't go through my record because you're familiar with what I've accomplished as a commissioner in the past 2 years. I think the public hospital district faces important issues in the next 3 years. The possible merger between EMS and the fire district is paramount. And I say possible because it's never certain until the ink is dry on the agreement. There are a number of factors to consider in this: administrative structure, resolution of district boundaries, and restructuring levies, to name a few. Another important issue I think the board is facing is an alternative medical facility to replace the services provided by the now defunct Life Care Center. And as we all know, there's no quick fix for this, but at the very least, the public hospital district should be involved, at least in the planning and discovery. And there is a task force in place, and Superintendent Hutchins has been a member of this, and I hope she will continue, and possibly another commissioner to continue representing the board on this committee. The lack of long-term care in the island is a major concern of many of the public hospital district constituents. I worked on many projects and assignments during my time on the board, most notably as Secretary of Financial Officer. Superintendent Hutchins and EMS Administrative Assistant Tina Talman made this assignment easy. They were great people to work with. I would be happy to fill this position again should you choose me for one of these vacant positions. In summary, I think I have the institutional knowledge, experience, and background to be an asset to the Public Hospital District Board and district constituents. It's been an honor and privilege to serve my community, and I'd like to continue to do so. And that's all I have.
Thank you so much, Barbara. Any questions or comments from the board? Mark? Annalisa?
No.
I have no questions either. The next candidate is C. Mitchell Slosher. Sir, the floor is yours.
Thank you.
I go by Mitch, and I'm actually new here, relatively new to San Juan Island, just a year as of November of this year. My wife and I moved over here as a retirement home, and I come with probably not the extensive credentials of many of my other proud candidates up here at the table and by phone, but I do have a wide spectrum experience, starting with U.S. Navy SEAL and learning how to be a lifesaver as a SEAL, which might be controversial when you look at Hollywood's version of those people. But I was involved with the deepest underwater rescue back in 1973 in the Irish Sea, so I have a water aquatics background, which I still continue and share to continue with Seattle's paramedic training, where I worked. So my mentor was Dr. Michael Kopis for all these years, and I started in 78, just retired as of June of 2017. And as we know, Dr. Kopis sadly has had to retire, but Michael Sayer has taken over his position there, and I continue to help out with paramedic training. I've always worked in Seattle Fire Medic 1, and that is certainly a great composite of EMS and fire that works so well together. And the thing I've learned about the world's EMS programs that have come to visit Seattle is they want to see how it is our system works so well and that we gather the numbers that we gather as far as rescues and save percentages. And I'd have to say that Seattle, being a city of seven hills where originally horse-drawn fire engines ran down the hills and the return from fires, they knew they could get firefighters to any point in the city within 3 minutes. So when Gordon Vickery and Dr. Leonard Cobb decided to give firefighters physician skills of restarting hearts to delivering babies, they knew they could get somebody to your home immediately. Now, whether that's true here on San Juan Island, I do not know. And if we look elsewhere in the world where EMS is separate from fire, you'll see traditional fire departments such as back east in our United States where there's conflict. I don't see that here. I've had the privilege of helping to train several of the paramedics who work here on the island from years past, going all the way back to Weishan. And they've always been excellent candidates. So if you find my experience of value on the board, or perhaps just in a committee to help blend the two systems together, I'll be more than happy to volunteer and get to know my community better.
Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. Any questions or comments? Mark?
No questions.
Lisa? No.
I think people should know that I did email out a set of questions to the candidates, so I've heard back from a lot of them on things. I wasn't able to get those to Mr. Ballmer quite in time, so that's why I'm not questioning.
Well, you go by Mitch. I'll have to remember that. And, thank you. Your CV is very impressive. Sorry, as it is. You made wonderful use of that, and my hat's off to you. I give you service. Any other comments from the board? Okay, next candidate is Rebecca Smith.
I am Rebecca Smith.
Yes, ma'am, and you have the floor.
I do. I have been attending your board meetings for about 3 years and another couple of years when you used to hold them back in the old EMS building. So I think I've gained an appreciation of what you do. And I believe that my experience will help the board. I believe that my 30-plus years as a full-time resident on San Juan Island, my 2-plus decades as a volunteer firefighter and EMT, 6 years as a fire commissioner, I was the co-chair and treasurer on the levy committee, and I am involved in the committee for community paramedicine. And that, along with my many years of corporate experience in management and finance, I believe would benefit this board in supporting EMS and in the healthcare services in the community. As a commissioner, I really look forward to getting involved in the fire EMS discussions, the merger discussions, and supporting Chief Martin and EMS and overseeing the district's contract with the EIMC. And right now, I think this is a very exciting time. I don't think we're trying to fix something broken, but I think we're trying to create something even better. So I thank you.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Any questions from the board? Mark?
No questions.
Lisa?
Yes, so Rebecca, your husband is a EMT.
Yes.
Here. And how do you foresee that potentially being a problem? Or I see it as problematic in that if you were voting on contracts that affected the paramedic union or, you know, anything having to do with EMS, it would seem to me that it would be a conflict of interest. Do you feel that you would have to recuse yourself on decisions that would directly affect your household?
I had never thought of it that way. We're both retired, so, and plus, it's not like he makes a ton of money here, so I don't think
sure.
that would be an issue.
If
I thought it was an issue, or if anybody on the board thought it was an issue, I could always recuse myself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's been any decisions about any contracts with EMTs in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So the only contracts have been in regard to the union paramedics, and that's totally outside of the EMT
mm-hmm.
situation.
Do you think that if something like that did come up and you having to recuse yourself from a board or a board vote, would that be a disservice for the board? Then if things were tied at 2-2, we'd be immobilized?
Well, I can't say.
Yeah, it seems to me a bit problematic. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Annalisa. Any other questions or comments? Mark?
I'd like to speak to that, and that her husband's not a paramedic.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah, so as an EMT, he's basically a volunteer.
I understand.
So she wouldn't have signature authority or control or voice over anything that would result monetarily to the benefit of her husband.
Certainly. I just think that, you know, with this merger, potential merger on the table, that we as a board have to operate very transparently and without any perceived conflict of interest, because the public is ultimately going to trust us and they're going to have to vote on this. So it's important to me that we are very clear with the public as to what's going on.
Very good. So protocol is we call for final questions or comments from the Board of Commissioners before we exact a plurality vote for the first position. Any comments, sir?
Yeah, I'd like to comment, seeing that just so gratified to see so qualified a cadre of individuals coming forward and wanting to serve their community. And this is not an easy decision tonight. There are just both people present and participating by phone. It's just a remarkable cohort of highly qualified individuals. So thank you all for throwing your names into the hat.
Annalisa.
I will echo that. Thank you all for being here.
Well, I should have gone first because that was my thought, but I guess it's really not my thought. It's yours. I'm overwhelmed, really. I've been on this board. This is my beginning of my 14th year. We've had vacancies in times past. Really, just to be honest, we had to beat the bushes to get, you know, reasonably qualified people. We were very lucky in those times, but in no way do we have seven individuals, you know, virtually all of which are qualified to fill two slots. And I thank you all, individual and his chair, for putting your hat in the ring, and for you, Mitch, to think ahead and think outside the box and maybe be on the Citizens Advisory Board. You know, I think you would be a perfect fit there. So, it's overwhelming. You start off very slow. I was getting worried. I had a lot of sleepless nights, and then all of a sudden, even yesterday afternoon, we got two candidates, and so you just never know in life. So, Pammy, alphabetically, read off the names of the candidates, and then we'll have a plurality vote.
Okay.
So, in other words, plurality vote means that each of us gets one vote. The candidate, the first go around, who has two or more votes, prevails, and so we'll again go.
Okay. Dr. Warren Appleton.
No votes. Next.
Dr. David Balmer.
No votes. Next.
John Manning.
No
No votes. Next.
David Mylan.
One vote.
One vote.
Okay.
Next.
Barbara Sharp.
One vote.
Oh, you only get one vote.
Oh, we only get one vote this time around.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Gonna vote for Barbara.
Okay, so you retract for David then?
I will. I'm sorry, I misunderstood
That's
the process.
Okay,
I'm gonna vote for Barbara this time.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Okay, next. One vote for Barbara.
Mitch Schlosser.
No votes. Next.
And Rebecca Smith.
Aye.
I vote for Rebecca as well.
Again, that plurality vote. Congratulations, Rebecca. And the protocol, just to repeat it, means that I need to swear you in, Rebecca. So please come forward. Then we need to have all the documents signed to have proper, what's the term I'm blanking on? Not authorization, but proper credential or whatever. I don't
sworn
know.
In, the oath of office.
Yeah, but it's called something else. But in any event, we need to sign this off. Then you'll be seated. Then you'll have an opportunity to revisit all of the candidates that we have remaining in terms of your personal take, questions, and comments. Okay, hi, your name?
Rebecca K. Smith.
Okay. You solemnly swear?
I solemnly swear.
That I'm a citizen of the United States and the state of Washington?
That I'm a citizen in the United States and the state of Washington.
And that I support the constitutional laws of the United States?
And that I support the constitutional laws of the United States.
And the state of Washington.
And the state of Washington.
You can raise your right hand.
Pam told me to.
And the charter laws and ordinances of San Juan County.
And the charter laws and ordinances of San Juan County.
I further swear to perform faithfully and impartially.
I further swear to perform faithfully and impartially.
And to the best of my ability.
And to the best of my ability.
In understanding the statutory duties.
In understanding the statutory duties.
Of San Juan County Public Hospital District Number 1 Commissioner.
Of San Juan County Public Hospital Number 1 Commissioner.
Your name.
Rebecca K. Smith.
For position 5.
For position 5.
In and for the County of San Juan, State of Washington.
In and for the County of San Juan, State of Washington. Unofficial. Unofficial.
Well, no, we have to sign it first. You're not
official. I have to sign. Oh, yeah.
Over here. Rebecca.
Oh, this one.
I like
the original here.
Yeah.
Is that blue?
Is this blue? No.
It's my gold pants. And then Michael signs.
So have a seat.
Okay. Thank you.
Commissioner Smith, I don't think we need to go by alphabetical order because our candidates are here. You know, I have questions for all of them, but canvas who are remaining and ask any questions or make comments.
I don't think I have any questions or comments because I listened to all
your
questions.
Well, that lady did.
Yeah.
From the rest of the board, any last minute questions or comments? Dr. Mark,
no.
Lisa.
I just have the comment that, moving forward, I'm really hoping that the fire and EMS meetings are public, and that there's a public advisory group present for those meetings. I think that it's very important for the integrity of this board that we move through with transparency as we serve our community. I think that we need to be very careful about any conflict of interest or any perceived conflict of interest, and that I think as we vote, it's important that we remember that we are representing the community, that this is usually an elected position. Barbara Sharp was elected with the majority. She's done a wonderful job representing our community. She has legal expertise that has been an asset on this board. And that I hope that the values of this community are reflected in the appointments that this board makes.
Thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I'd add one comment. This is actually a topic of discussion at the Board of Commissioners meeting with Fire District 3 just yesterday, and that is the last meeting we had between Chairman Jarman of Fire 3 and Mark, myself, and Chief Martin was that we indeed are going to morph the white paper group into a much more legitimate public advisory group. And in that regard, the three commissioners, Mark, myself, and Mr. Jarman, are going to withdraw our participation because basically we see it as commissioners advising themselves. Well, that doesn't make sense. And two, we're going to expand the white paper group, which I think originally was seven or eight individuals. So the PhD board will be allowed to retain three additional members of the community. Fire 3 will retain an additional three, and then the town of Friday Harbor, additional two. So we have eight individuals, you know, from the community at large. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really going to be legitimate in that regard, and certainly in the name of transparency, mm-hmm. and people will know about the process and their findings as it goes along. So that was kind of a long-winded answer, but we're working hard at it. Mm-hmm. So with no additional questions from the board, we go we're already voted again for position three. And Pam, please read out the name.
Dr. Warren Appleton.
Aye.
Aye.
Majority prevails.
Okay.
Okay. Congratulations, Dr. Appleton.
Thank you.
Mitch, we're going to call you.
We're going to call you. And you guys on the phone, get ready to work.
Good. You raise your right hand without prompting from my boss. I, your name, sir?
Warren Appleton.
You solemnly swear?
I do solemnly swear.
That I'm a citizen of the United States and the state of Washington.
I am a citizen of the United States and the state of Washington.
That I support the Constitution and laws of the United States.
I support the Constitution and the laws of the United States.
And the state of Washington.
And the state of Washington.
And the charter, laws, and ordinances of San Juan County.
And the charter and laws and ordinances of San Juan County.
I further swear to perform faithfully and impartially.
I further swear to perform faithfully and impartially.
And the best of my ability.
And the best of my ability.
In understanding the statutory duties.
In understanding the statutory duties.
Of San Juan County Public Hospital District Number 1.
San Juan County Public Hospital District Number 1.
Commissioner, your name, sir?
Commissioner Warren Appleton.
For position 3 in and for the County of San Juan, State of Washington.
For position 3 and for.
In and for.
In and for the County or the State of Washington.
Good thing we're done.
San Juan County and the state of Washington.
Congratulations,
thank you,
sir.
Yeah.
Please be seated.
Thank you.
And Mark.
Thank you.
Hang on.
I've always wanted to sign one of these with an X.
Well, you can do that. That's fine.
It's a little.
Right here.
Your name here,
yep.
And
here.
Here, and then your signature.
Yep.
Hey.
Your data? 2-8.
It's dated.
2-8.
It's
okay. There you go.
Thank you.
Let me see.
Don't check the walk away.
So again, thanks to the people who applied who couldn't be seated on the board. Yeah, really. I know I'm repeating myself.
Could you speak up, please?
But I'm repeating myself, but the board is so appreciative of your attendance and selflessness and willingness to serve our community. Thank you so much. Okay. Next order of business is a potential grant. A HRSA grant that has literally just popped up on your radar screen, and it's in the context of supporting the task force that is working diligently to try to restore the services lost by the Life Care Center of America going away. And they need direction. Basically, this grant will provide them $100,000. The fuse on this grant is very, very short. Fortunately, we have grant writers who are willing to help us out with this grant from a piece on the Medical Center. What's the drop dead date on that grant?
February 23rd.
23rd.
Sorry. What's the amount?
Up to $100,000. So Pam is, I'm a tag along here. Pam actually sits on that task force. So Pam, why don't you take stage, please?
Thank you. The HRSA Rural Health Network planning program, they issued this opportunity for this grant funding, and it would support the critical next steps for the Community Long-Term Care Options Task Force. The Public Hospital District has been asked to serve as the applicant agency on behalf of the task force, and a minimum of 2 additional network partners are required for eligibility for this grant. So Peace Island Medical Center and the Village at the Harbor have agreed to also join the hospital district for the initial network partners for this grant for the submission. Like I say, it's due February 23rd, so there's a lot of grant writing that has to be done. But other network partners, if we do receive the grant, can be added later at that time. So any like the health department or the library or anyone that would want to be added, we can add them later. For 5 months, the task force has reviewed the needs and barriers and goals and objectives and vision for a countywide solution. And the task force has identified a next step is to create a strategic business plan, the framework for a long-term care network, and a sustainability plan for skilled nursing and countywide care coordination. So this grant would be a welcome addition to have the funding to do that business plan and that strategic plan for the purpose of the next steps. The purpose of the funding program would be to support at least one legislative aim to promote planning and development of healthcare networks, to achieve efficiencies, to expand and access, coordinate and improve the quality of the essential healthcare services here, and also strengthen the rural healthcare system as a whole. So that's basically what the grant is for, and we need the hospital district has to be the applicant agency because it's rural, it's a public entity, a municipal corporation here. So I'm asking for the commissioners to discuss and vote for the hospital district being the applicant agency. And what that means is that the district, I would be the network coordinator. I would also be the financial coordinator. And I've done that on two previous grants, the financial coordinator piece. And I would work closely with Beth Geiger-Williams. It's also been a partner for grants. And also Evan Parallettes with the Village of the Harbor. So, but to move forward, we have to have the approval for the hospital district to be the applicant agency. And that's the memorandum of understanding you have before you. It just needs to, if you vote yes, then the chair would sign and we can turn that in as the first step to applying. And then the rest of it is finish writing the grant and have it turned in by February 23rd. And we would know if we got the grant in June.
So in terms of shorter, long-standing obligations for this board, since we are so focused on the potential merger of fire and EMS, is there a downside for us? We're basically the folks to sign off as a public.
No, I think the community has spoken that, you know, they would like for next steps to be taken. We are without a live care center. Also, they've, you know, asked that the hospital district be involved in this process. So I think it's just a perfect progression and next step that we could,
I would also add, get the
money for the planning for the next steps.
So we're in dire need of a consultant. Fantastic consultant by the name of Jody Carbona, who was instrumental in the formation of Peace Island Medical Center going back many, many years. A really rock star. She's working on another project with the Association of Washington PhDs, has consented to help us out if this grant goes through. So I think, you know, it's set up toes to nose. We just need to sign off on it. And given that, any other comments from the board before we hear a motion, or can we hear a motion?
Who did you say
is going to write the grant? The grant writer is from Peace Island Medical Center.
The grant writer is Karen Wolford. She helped us with the last $249,000 a year grant for 4 years. And right before the medical center closed, and the hospital district was the applicant on that also. And she's very good. We had a meeting yesterday. And we have everything all lined up. We think we can get it in by February 23rd, and then we just wait and see.
And Beth Williams Gager will also be participatory in that. She's written many, many grants, Frontier Extended Stay grants in times past, the initial psychiatric telemedicine grant to the tune, I believe, of $300,000. So she's a champion of this, and she's also on the task force. So it's nothing but the green lights in my book, but we do need to hear a motion from the board.
So, first, Pam, so there's no present or future cost to the district?
No.
And no real obligations?
No.
I move that we participate as a applicant agency on behalf of this grant.
I second.
Discussion. Rebecca, any comments, ma'am?
I can't see any downside because that's great.
I've been looking for a couple days and I can't either. So, Annalisa, any comments?
No, I think that's great.
Okay. Call for a vote. All in favor, raise your right hand and say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Vote is unanimous, 4. And again, we appreciate the work of the task force of setting up the potential for this grant to get somewhere. And it's an outstanding need in the community. And fortunately, it's going to be addressed with vigor, and I appreciate it.
I have one more comment. At the February 28th, our next regularly scheduled meeting, which the regularly scheduled meeting will be back over at the legislative room, but there will be a comprehensive report by Evan. He's the chair of the task force, so you'll get to hear more about this and what the task force has been doing.
Thank you, ma'am. Any other comments from the board?
I'm excited.
Are you?
Yes.
Good. Congratulations. It seems to have a rub off on us.
Thank you for coming.
That's my comment, yeah.
So if there's no other business or comments from the board, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you so much.